said.
Andre, is there a statement that you're going to make or anything, or you just want us to ask you questions?
Well, just ask the questions.
Okay. What about the incident during the summer?
Well, it was stupid. That's for sure. You know, I just went out, took a cab to get home and get some sleep. I couldn't sleep, so I get something to eat. I jumped to a car and accident happened.
Have you spoke to Kevin or to Mark Chipman?
In that time, no. I was scared. You know, I was first time in that situation. So I didn't tell anybody. Only who knew what happened was my parents. So those two people knew what happened.
Were you worried it would affect the negotiations?
Well, I wasn't thinking about it. I just was scared of what I did, and like I said, I didn't tell anybody, and I don't really think about what could happen, and it was a mistake. I should have been more forthcoming, and you know, like I said, it was a mistake.
What did your agent say?
I didn't tell him.
No.
So have you talked to team management since you've arrived, or when do
I arrived yesterday, and I talked to Chevy at the airport, and we had a good meeting. It was a good meeting, and I probably gonna talk to Mark when he get back from New York.
Did you hear from them when the news broke about the incident, and what did they say?
Yeah, we had a press the conference call, and it was Mark was there, Chevy was there, and me and my agent, and of course they said they disappointing, and we decide we're gonna keep private what they said.
Is there a message though from the team that? You know, they seem to be the kind of ownership and management that want to help you in any situation. Would they rather know about it and help you than hear about it through the media?
Yeah, well, they, like I said, they told me they're disappointing, but they support me, and they said they're going to be behind me, and it was a really important thing for me.
How is it amongst the teammates and whatnot now that you're back, obviously dealing with it today, but were they pretty supportive?
Yeah, well, we didn't talk about it. I just saw the guys first time for 20 minutes, so and not too many guys are here, so we didn't think about it yet, and we'll see.
Andre, because you're a sports figure and a popular figure here in the community, there's a lot of young people that look up to you, and have you put any thought into what you would say to those young people who see this and say, well, how does this happen? What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I just said I'm sorry, and I realized that if you're in this market in Winnipeg and you pro athlete, that your responsibility for your own action, wherever you are. If you're in a Czech, if you're in Brazil, if you're in somewhere else, you're part of the team and you're part of the organization. So that I learned a lot from that, and like I said, I am sorry. It was a mistake, and now I'm gonna do my best to make up the fans and make up the team.
Do you see this as a kind of a one-off incident, or do you have to change your overall behavior in some way?
That's for sure. Like I said, it was a mistake, and I'm 100% sure it's never going to happen again.
How bad was the accident? Did you get hurt at all?
No. Nobody get hurt. I just hit the car in front of me when I went like 15 miles in an hour, and the damage was under 5,000. So that's. At the same time, I was really lucky that nobody got hurt. So it was in that moment, it was the most important thing for me that nobody got hurt.
So it was a nice warning for you. It could have been a lot worse, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was still a big deal, and it's of course, like I said, the most important thing for me was nobody got hurt. It was the first thing I was thinking about it.
Does it affect your life this year? Like, can you drive here in Canada, and can you get to the rink and back? And
well, I don't drive yet. I don't drive yet, and we'll see, because I lose my drive license, so I don't drive yet.
Can you put this past you and focus on a 48-game season around the corner?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to do, you know. I'm standing here today to answer the question, and tomorrow or after this one, I just want to focus for hockey because the season's going to be short and 48 games, you know, I just want to put it behind me and then focus why we're here. So, that's my goal to focus for hockey and for a team.
You talked about understanding the spotlight here in Winnipeg. You had people following your Czech League performance, your Finnish League performance, looking at the stats. What can you tell us about how you feel you played during the lockout?
Yeah, well, I always saying it's not about the stats, but I enjoyed the time in Europe. It was fun. It was fun to play in the Czech League, but you know, the motivation wasn't there, and I didn't know what's gonna happen here in NHL, and it was a tough. But in the same time, I was playing with my friends. I was, you know, my parents come to the game, watch me to play. So it was really I really enjoyed the time to play there, but you know, in the same time, I didn't know what's gonna happen, it was fun. It was a great experience for me.
Do you feel that where you left things off in Finland has you ready for a big workload now?
Yeah, well, I've been there. I've been in Finland for 2 weeks, sorry, it was nice for me to see how the things working in another league, and I think the Finland league is pretty good league, I think I'm ready because I was practicing with the big guys and I think I'm ready. We'll see.
You played the vast majority of games last year, like the 48 game schedule this year. What to you is kind of the optimum number of games that you could see yourself playing?
Well, I said that last year. I want to play every game. You know, that's my goal, and that's why you practice, and that's why I was playing in Europe to be ready for play every game. But it's always up to the coach. It's always up. Up to the management, they're gonna decide who's gonna be in the net. So for me, I think I'm ready, and we'll see what the coach is gonna do.
Andre, about this driving incident, do you think you're gonna hear about it from the fans?
I'm pretty sure. You know, I'm pretty sure. But like I said, I took full responsibility for my action, and this is a part of it. So I know I upset a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear that for a long time.
Do you have a comfort level with playing now that you've signed the big contract? Some people feel an extra responsibility and it can affect the way they approach things. Are you comfortable with what you've agreed to, and can you, you know, let yourself perform the way you need to?
Yeah, well, of course, when you sign a big contract, it's a lot of pressure on you, but I feel same pressure last year. It was, you know, when you're on the ice, when you play the hockey, it doesn't matter how much you make. You want to win the game, and that no matter what. So I kind of feel the same pressure like last year, and I trying to play my best and be ready for every game.
People are a little bit, maybe, I don't know if concern's the right word, eyebrows are maybe raised a little bit at some of the stats from coming out of your time in the Czech League. Is that, you talked about a little lack of motivation over there. What do you attribute that to? Is there a correlation between your numbers there and?
Yeah, well, a lot of people didn't play. A lot of players didn't play, and like I said before, it's I don't think it's all about the stats, but of course my stats wasn't great. It's, everybody can see it, but like you said, the motivation wasn't there, and it's because, you know, you make to the NHL team and. Last year I was playing 69 games. I was so excited. Signed a big deal. I was big contract. I was so excited to come here and play the NHL. And we were in the lockout. So it was a tough. And like I said, once you make the NHL team, you want to stay. You want to stay in the league. But in the same time, I was enjoying it. It was a good time for me. But I don't think that the stats was that important. Then I was on the ice. I was practicing with the guys. So probably the practice was more important for me than the games.
30 or 40 games into this last season, you guys were in a playoff spot with this 48 game schedule. Do you guys have a shot at getting into the postseason and doing some damage?
Yeah. Well, we need a good start right away. We need the guys right away, and we need to win the games right from the start. And it's going to be really important. I know last year we didn't have the good start. But after 40 games, we were in a playoff spot. So in this league, it's no room for like five losing streak. So we need a win. We need the points right away, and it's gonna be goal for us to have a good start.
You gonna miss Chris Mason?
Oh, absolutely. I've been him with 2 years, and he was absolutely great to me, and he was a great teammate, and he was a great friend, and we got the old Montoya here, so he seems a really good, nice guy. I don't know him that well, but he's a great goalie, so I never had the problem with another goalie, so I'm excited to work with him.
Your relationship with Jets management, does it still need some mending, the trust part of it?
From my side, I'm really happy they support me, and I absolutely understand they was disappointing. They are disappointing. That's how I understand that. And from my side, like I said, I am really appreciated that the support, and it's probably more question for management.
Thanks.